Since ancient times, people have regarded cheetahs with awe for their beauty and grace and their unique ability to reach speeds of up to 110 kilometers per hour. But today, the species, which once ranged across Africa, India, and Asia, has dwindled to only 10,000 animals, primarily in 24 African countries. Luckily for the cheetahs, Lori Marker is on their side.
I started working with cheetahs when I lived in Oregon. I ran a wildlife park there. This was back in the early 70s, and nobody knew anything about cheetahs, and I was fascinated about them. And the more people I asked, they said, when you find out something about cheetahs, let us know. They don't do well in captivity, they have a very short lifespan, and we're losing them throughout their ranges in the world. So that just made me fascinated, and I wanted to know everything there was about them.
Marker traveled to Namibia to learn as much about the species as she could. The southern African country is home to the world's largest wild cheetah population.
Understanding about how the cheetah lives is really important. So understanding its biology and its behavior, understanding the ecology of it, which really revolves around where it's living and how it's living, and that interfaces with humans.
In 1990, Marker founded the Cheetah Conservation Fund, a nonprofit organization headquartered in Namibia that conducts research and offers educational programs. The center develops strategies to combat some of the biggest threats to cheetahs, including confrontations with farmers. Because cheetahs often prey on the cattle, sheep, and goats that now graze on the African savanna, they are often killed by farmers. So Marker started working with local farming communities to find ways to protect their livestock from the big cats. In 1994, she introduced the farmers to the Anatolian Shepherd, a breed originally from Turkey. Marker now raises and trains the guarding dogs, which put themselves between the livestock and any predators.
This breed has been used for about 5,000 years to protect livestock from predators, and they act as a guardian by avoidance. They bark loudly, they tell a predator that they're there protecting the flock, and the flock will come around the dog, and by the dog barking, the predator doesn't want to get hurt, and they will then avoid those flocks where the dogs are.
Over the past 15 years, CCF has bred and donated more than 400 dogs to Namibian livestock farmers. They have reported up to an 80% decrease in livestock losses and have developed more tolerance for having cheetahs around.
Since our time in Namibia, the population of cheetahs there was about 1,000 to 1,500 individuals. Today, it's probably 3,500, maybe 4,000 cheetahs. So we've been able to really grow the population. And that's out of a world population of about 10,000.
Marker would like to keep growing that number by expanding the CCF programs into other countries where cheetahs once roamed. Today, Lori Marker is considered one of the world's leading experts on cheetahs. She travels the world giving speeches and attending fundraisers to increase awareness about this charismatic and highly endangered animal.
If we are not successful, we're going to lose this amazing species in a very short period of time.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.